CQ from WATIJ.
Greg, good morning. This is Vladimir, KFACTH, Bravo, Papa.
Yeah, good morning, Vladimir. I'm surprised to hear you on this repeater. I don't know if you knew, but they made some repairs over here at the 442.500 coax and a number of other things, so it's got good coverage. I'm on my base, though, but I can actually hit the 442.5 with an HT at my house now, so they need a lot of improvements, and it's connected. It's connected to a number of repeaters. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I got improvements to my antenna, too. I'm operating now with the use of my mobile antenna. It's about 6 feet above the ground. And it's a good thing from Comet. I don't remember the number of it. Okay, so it's 10.5 miles to that repeater. I know where it is located, approximately. So I tried to test it, and it appeared to work well for me. Back over to you, Greg.
Yeah, very good, Vladimir. It's located at a municipality off of Orchard Lake. You probably know that. I go by it all the time if I head down in, south from here. But it was a long time, a long work in progress. They finally got to it. Of course, they have to wait for the qualified people to climb that tower and do the work. Can't just get regular amateur radio operators to climb those things, probably due to security reasons. And security and, I want to say, safety. So, but it's taken care of. I think several years ago, I got hit by lightning, and that's where all the problems started. So, but good to hear your voice, and I think we got here over the last day about 5 inches. We only picked up maybe possibly three inches here overnight, which is okay with me. They're expecting more, but there may be still more coming. We'll see. Over.
Roger that. Where to be? No shoveling the driveway. And Greg, would you tell me again, as Hector, where the antenna for the repeater is located? Back over to you, Greg.
Yeah, okay. I got most of that. I think you were dropping in and out for some reason. That's odd. But it's located off Orchard Lake Road near Pontiac Trail. It's at a firehouse there, a municipality firehouse. I believe the firehouse is on the east side of Orchard Lake. Over.
Got you. I know where the city of Orchard Lake is. It's on the hill, right above the lake, where the Long Lake Road starts. Is it correct?
Yeah, it's really kind of north of that, but you're in that general proximity. Over.
Okay, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, and I will let you go. Be safe, and enjoy the Sunday. I don't remember your prefix, but it's clear to me. 8VIG, 8DDA. 73, Greg. Bye-bye.
Yeah, always good to speak to you, Vladimir, and you have the same on your end. Enjoy it. It's really serene out there. I was outside clearing the lot. And I don't mind it, you know. It's not very cold out there yet, but I haven't thought of taking a walk in the woods because that's just, to me, it's just really relaxing, taking the woods right now when there's no foliage and you can see 200 feet or several hundred yards. Take care, 73W8VIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
WATIJ, KFADDA, South Shields, Latimer, over and up.
N1KRD. WANSB Mobile.
W8FU from N8NM.
F8DC Zulu CQ.
pending GDS test.
VHF hub connected to UHF hub.
Ha ha ha!
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo.
Good afternoon from November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform.
Gentlemen, this is KHABD. I'll be running the net. I'll start a pre-net. So I heard NAW and NAFPE. Are there any other stations out there for pre-net for Michigan Air PSC net? Call now. This is KHABD. I'm sorry, Freenet for the Michigan ARPSC net. Anybody wish to call in, please check in now. So far, I have NAW and NAFBE. Any other stations? NAFBE, how's my signal?
Yeah, it's really good readable, Jim. Thanks. This is NAFBE.
This is KJBD, taking a pre-net for the Michigan ARPSC net. D2's up, so I'll be taking a net. So anybody wishing to check in the Michigan ARPSC net, call now.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango, Kilo, Lima.
ABATKL, got you.
Hello, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot, Ron, and Saginaw.
AT8YDF, I got you. Next station, please.
November 8, Hotel Echo Echo, in and out.
In November 8, Hotel Echo Echo. I have you in and out. Any other stations, call now.
Zero Delta 8, Romeo Whiskey Echo, you will also be in and out.
88 RWE, I also have you in and out. It's KJBT, Net Control, setting up a pre-net. Please call now. This is KJBD starting a pre-net for the Michigan ARPS pre-net. Anybody wishing to check in, please call now.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. I got you Lima Charlie, Jim.
KADON, have you clear also? Any other stations? KJBD, I'll be net control for the Michigan ARPSC net tonight. We're taking pre-net check-ins. We'll start the net in approximately about 5 minutes. Anybody wishing to check in early, give me a call, KJBD. Thank you.
SWR in and out.
Okay, I got KDHSWR, in and out. Any hesitation, please call it out. Okay, nothing heard. We'll go back and do a check again. So if you haven't got checked in, stick around and we'll get back. We'll cycle back around and do a check. So let's get started. Let's move to KEHTON. Max, your comments, sir.
All right, good afternoon. This is Felix Lake Delta Ask in November. Mr. Jim, thank you for taking that call this afternoon. Just a couple things. I've got a, one thing it looks like on the calendar as far as that goes. This week is the State Emergency Management Coordinator's meeting. I think I'll join that one online. And later in the week or during the week, I'm going to get started on my presentation for Interop. I'm going to be talking about the recognition process, or the steps of it, and what happens after you get it, as well as what happens after you put your application in. And then also be talking about the renewal process, because with the number of people we have out there, we're going to start getting people in the coming year. January, we will also be up for renewal. So, give you a heads up to help you get ready for that. And of course, I'll take Q&A. I hope everybody is able to stay out of the snow or do the snow as we wish.
Okay, thank you, Max. Let's see, are there any... Right. Okay, nothing heard. Thanks, Max. Appreciate that. I guess I'll... because I'm pretty short. There's not that much going on here. We're still just sort of burbling along a little bit in the background. Nothing really important to report. So, once again, good to hear everybody on the net here. This is KJBD, ECRO for Washtenaw County. Let's move next to N8OBU. Your comments, sir.
You're a hit and a miss. Nice job you guys are doing with the station. But we're seem to be getting a lot of static lately or dropouts. I'm having a heck of a time over here, and I've heard other people complaining about it. Is there something going on with the system, or I think it needs more than a reboot? Somebody's close, I believe, and they're kind of tearing the systems up. Go ahead.
Well, you can go complain to the guys on 2930 and the guys on 2935 for that. And you know what we can do about it? Stuck in between both of them.
Okay, I didn't know that. I know that it's pretty bad over here in Emily City, so... Okay, well, that's all I had to say. When it's working, it sounds marvelous. It's crystal clear. Good, bury my meter signal. I guess I'm only about 13, 14 miles on a vertical, so in order to get anything more, I'd have to go down into the basement, and I can't do that just yet. I broke my back and a couple of ribs on a fall, so... I just kind of sit around and work this little one. Anyway, I'll say 7-3s. You're doing a great job of taking control here. NAGYU, 7-3s, gentlemen. Have a good evening.
NAGYU, we run a weekly net at 5 p.m. every Sunday at NHF. Mike takes the system and brings HF to VHF and UHF. So what you're hearing is HF, and it's working just fine. HF, there's no squelch, so it's just open squelch all the time. That's what's going on here. Every Sunday at 5 p.m. for the state net. KBSW.
Thank you for the info. NAGYU.
Okay, this is KJBD. Thanks to N8OBU, N8GYU, and KB8SWR. Sounds like a useful exchange of information there. Let's move next now to N8FBE. Dave, your comments, sir.
Yeah, KJBD in the Michigan Arp Unit. This is November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo. And, of course, we got a bunch of snow over here in Ann Arbor, and over the last two or three days, we've had a few inches almost every night, and so I've been out there with the snow blower, essentially cleaning everything off, and I guess the other thing that's going on is that we had COVID in the house here for the last 2 to 3 weeks. My daughter came down with it, and then my wife caught it, and so I ended up essentially sleeping on the floor in the ham shack in the basement for the last week to stay away from those two. And it looks like they've both tested negative the last several days, so and it looks like I managed to miss a bullet, so to speak. But that's all the funny stuff going on around here. Back to net, N8SBE.
Hi, N8SBE, KJBD. Yeah, well, sleeping down in the basement is occasionally sort of my realm when things go south or west or whatever you want to call it there. But hopefully things are square away for you guys and everybody's on the mend. So let's move next to WBATKL. Your comments, sir.
KJBD in the Michigan ARPS unit. This is Whiskey Broccoli Tango Kilo Lima J in Ypsilanti. Well, earlier on one of these nets, I had reported that we were putting together, fabricating a crossband repeater UHF in, VHF out with a really, really short hang time. The purpose of this was on July 12th, we pulled the One Hell of a Ride. It's a bicycle event. There are multiple routes, and the longest route goes all the way out here from Washtenaw County out into Jackson, as well as Ingham counties. Out in that stretch of the course, though we used the 145-15 repeater, which has very high antennas, we can hear it quite well in the sag wagons, but can't always get back in. So we're going to pick a high ground location, put up a tall mast with a UHF omnidirectional, and then a small 3 or 4 element beam pointed back towards the 1.5 repeater. And anyway, that system is working well. I've got it over on our 146.96 system for testing. Carried on a few conversations on it earlier today after having repackaged it. Now here's the thing, you go and put it all together on the bench and everything works great. You stick it inside a nice portable box, plug it in and pop the fuse. So had to chase down what caused that to happen, but got that resolved, got everything stable again, and we will be bringing this out to our monthly AMP team, Aero Mobile Portable Team, where we go out on the third Monday of every month, no matter what the weather is, and we set up in a public park. We get a number of guys go and set up portable HF operations. Other ones just come out for the camaraderie, and others go and bring out things to go and test and tinker with. But I will be bringing the crossband repeater out, setting that up, and then the guys will be able to log in to our Monday night net on, out of AMP team. So be able to log in on the UHF side, listen on the VHF side, just something additional to play with, and it'll give it a little additional testing. But that's what's going on here. Getting ready as I said, one hell of a ride in July, and tomorrow night we'll be doing AMP team. WBATKL, back to net.
WBATKL, thanks very much for your comments, sir. It's always interesting to see some of the stuff that goes on at the occasionally when I make it out to one of those AMP team meetings. Let's take a standby here. Are there any stations out there wishing to check into the Michigan ARPS net? Please call now. It's KJBD Net Control.
WBD 08
Sierra Yankee Alpha.
Double. Go ahead, calling station.
Kilo 8, Sierra Yankee Alpha.
So I have Kilo 8, Sierra Yankee Alpha. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
Any relay, did anybody catch that call sign? I found a Kilo 8 Sierra Yankee Alpha, is that correct?
Affirmative. That is correct. Kilo 8 Sierra Yankee Alpha, name is Psy, like the sigh of relief.
Okay, Kilo 8 Sierra Yankee Alpha, you're it. Next station, please.
This is Kilo 8 Sierra Yankee Alpha, Psy in Elmont, Michigan. Got 23 degrees over here and lots of snow. Not much else going on. Going to try to start my quad up and see if I can get that going so I can plow out some more area out here in the driveway. Sitting on 5 acres out here, so there's always plenty of snow to plow. Anyway, that's about it. Back over to the net. K8FYA, standing by.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Any other stations wish you to check in, the Michigan ARPS team, please call them out.
November X-ray, Zero Hotel, John in Washington County.
And next, 08, got you in the log. Next station, please.
Hey, Adrian.
Okay, that went fast. I got a KD and something. Not quite sure. Could you call again? And slowly, please. Any relays?
You look like a lead. Bell Pass for November. I just want to double check.
Okay, K8DON, I got you to double check. Anything else going on there? I caught a KD. Was that you or somebody else?
I think it was me. I just wanted to confirm.
This is WDACTG. Yes, sir. He's in there. We're moving down through the list, see if we can get some more people in, then we'll start and get some more comments there. So thanks for that. Any stations we see to check in, please call them out. Okay, nothing heard. Let's move now to KC8YPF. Your comments, sir.
Good afternoon. This is KC8YVF, ECRO for Saginaw County. Not much going on this week from Saginaw County, just like everybody else cleaning up from the weekend snow. I'm hoping that the groundhog was wrong and we get to spring a little sooner, but this is February, and based on history, we always get a measurable snow amount around the first week of February and toward the last week of February. This kind of fell in between there, so I guess it's hopefully the only one here. They combined the first and the last into one here in the middle and be done with this. Other than that, like I said, we've got our next series training's coming up on the 27th. I don't have a topic for it at the moment. I'm still working on that, trying to get some of our members to submit some topics for that. We've been doing monthly trainings for 17 years here, so I'm kind of running out of training topics and kind of run back through some things to review. So always appreciate new topics to give to the members. This is KC8YVF, back to net.
Hi, KC8YVF, KJVD. Thanks very much for comments, sir. You guys doing some interesting stuff down there. Let's move now to WDAKXB. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, this is WD8AXB. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Charlie in Kalamazoo County, where we've been playing on and off snow and drizzle and snow and drizzle, and still not getting very many days over 30 degrees lately, been few and far between, so mountaintops have been slow around here. We've had some beautiful sunny skies, but it's been like degrees with all the nice sun. And then with no clouds in the skies, it gets pretty cold here at night, even here in southern Michigan. Just doing a few little tinkering things around here. The one success I had today was finding a piece of Rubbermaid Tupperware that was large enough for this small three-knob antenna tuner that I wanted to store in my my vehicle, and I wanted it to be somewhat crush-proof and, of course, mostly waterproof, and so finally found a piece of Tupperware that that would fit it. It. You know, for some reason, it was the way these Tupperware things are shaped. It's like it was too square, not round enough, too tall, just various problems. They finally found a nice thing to fit it, so that'll be going back in the vehicle. And just trying to match up some paperwork and manuals so that I know where they're at, or either they're stored with the equipment that might be needed. Let's see, had a conversation with the District 5 Emergency Coordinator, KD8RHB, a few days ago, so that was interesting. And we're looking forward to the spring SET now that we have the date tied down. And NOR and I will be traveling to Hamvention again this year, so that'll be the other big May activity. So back to net control, NHJBD from WD8AK8. Yeah, there we go. You know your call sign, net control, from WD8AXB. Over.
WD8AXB, yep. I know my call sign, and I'm still trying to learn a lot of other folks' call signs. And I have a name for what your container is. We're going to call it the Goldilocks box. How's that? With that, let's move next to N8NOR. Your call sign, or your comment, sir. Go ahead.
This is November 8th, November Oscar Romeo, N8NOR. Name here is Ken. I'm in South Portage. Just been like everybody else, cleaning out after all the various inches of snow that have been falling as of late. Luckily, I was able to clear the driveway yesterday morning, and so I was able to get out and clean out, only to get snowed on today. But notice that it being this cold, that the snow that is starting to blow around this afternoon. The roads have been, it's been real windy around here, so getting out and having to do things for Sunday before I go to work tomorrow. So I don't have much of anything else going on other than that my ICOM 7000 is still working very well right now and want to keep it that way. So I'll hand it back to Net Control. This is N8NOR.
N8NOR, thanks for your comments, sir. Let's move next to WB8 at TQZ, way up north.
KJBD and the Mission Air TSC Net, WBTQZ, Mike in Rock City, ECRO for Presque County, and Max and MITN Net Manager. Well, Max and MITN made it pretty well through the winter solstice, although propagation does continue to be somewhat challenging at times, but we haven't been shut out yet, at least not as far as I've heard. Just got back in town Friday after being on a three-week visit down south, and found out that winter is indeed making it an appearance this year, and it's the real deal. A little bit late getting on the net today because I was finishing up the most recent snow removal operation. but things could be worse. Power's staying on and the antennas are staying up. That's it from here. Back to you.
WBATQZ, sounds good. Yeah, we've been getting snow and very manageable amounts down here, and no heavy freezing anything, but bust limbs, that's always good. Thanks for your comments, sir. Let's move next to NX08. John, your comments.
Yeah, like everyone else, still battling the ice from January, but here in District 2, we are having our monthly online meeting, and this week we're going to be talking about the draft personal task book that we're developing for District 2 to help facilitate mutual aid and interoperability among our counties. And also, we've created we're in the process of creating a ICF 217A to get one document containing the communications resources here in Southeast Michigan. But other than that, everything's going well, and we've got a great team. Back to Net Control, November X-ray 0 Hotel.
NX08, your KJBD. Thanks for comments, and I'll be chatting with you on the Zoom meeting sometime coming up here shortly. Okay, we've hit the bottom of the roster. Is there anybody else out there wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPSC net? Please call now. Any relays? Okay, nothing hurt. I'd like to thank all that participated in this net, and certainly appreciate that. And with that, this is KJBB. I'll be returning this frequency to normal amateur radio use, and work on sending Max an email with the logs, etc., sometime tomorrow. So with that, 73 all, this is KJBB.
Thank you for doing the wonderful job being net control. NAW is clearing the remote base.
Thank you, NAW, for riding along. And Jim, thank you for running that KATON out.
73L.
VHF hub disconnected.
Delta Charlie Zulu, CQ.
Hello, KFA, Delta Charlie Zulu, for radio check. KFA, Delta Charlie Zulu, for radio check, please.
KD8DX.
Oh, Franco 8, Delta Charlie Zulu, for radio check, please. Delta Charlie Zulu, CQ. Oh, Foxtrot 8, Delta Charlie Zulu, CQ. Foxtrot 8, Delta Charlie Zulu.